This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Among the 347 colleges where the majority of students defaulted or failed to begin paying loans, 294 were for profit, 31 were private nonprofit, and 22 were public. Spherical cartoon characters prompt children to eat more junk food. A lawsuit affidavit on the former head of American Apparel found incredible allegations of sexual and other abuse by former CEO Dov Charney involving women and other employees, including Charney flatly saying he would hire a younger woman who would sleep with him and pay her less money. By some estimates, the underground economy now equals up to 10% of GDP in the U.S. Welfare reform has accomplished only one clear thing, reducing public expenditures. In 1995, there were 14 million people on welfare. Now there are 4.2 million. Before the Clinton so-called reform, for every 100 families on welfare, there were 68 on cash assistance. Now there are only 26 as of 2013. New rules in South Africa are hurting tourism, requiring a birth certificate to enter or leave the country. 8% of American households, and nearly 1 in 3 where the income is less than $15,000, do not have a bank account. 3/4 of teaching faculty in America's nonprofit colleges are hired as adjuncts with no tenure and no research support. A few decades ago, only a quarter were. Administrative tasks take up 42% of the time that faculty members devote to their federal research grants. In other words, only 35 minutes of every hour paid for by U.S. taxpayers is actually devoted to research. The World Health Organization certified Cuba as the first nation to eliminate the transmission of HIV and syphilis from mother to baby. The Catholic Church is estimated to own 20% of all real estate in Italy and a quarter of all real estate in Rome. The real estate assets of the Catholic Church worldwide have been estimated at $2 trillion, a sum comparable to the GDP of Russia, India, or Brazil. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.